Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to start the agenda with visitors because we did not get it over there. I skipped it on that end. So if anybody, Carol, wishes to speak to the board, no. Thank you. John? Okay. No, no. Get you now. This goes to Bruce.
Good evening. Happy holidays. I don't know about Jimmy, my heart's still pounding a little bit.
John, make sure you're on there.
The green light's on. I just didn't have it right. There we go. Okay. At a time when we all seem to get nothing but distressing news, we could certainly use something positive. Mid-year cuts, budget deficits, a continuing recession, all these things can wear people down. That's one of the reasons why tonight is special. Tonight, we get some well-deserved good news. On behalf of the 1,500 SCTA members, of which 500 of them just expressed their appreciation, we thank you for adding this night to our holidays. We believe, and you have all demonstrated, that a school district, including its students and staff members, that schools are not just about test scores, tax rates, curricula, new programs, all programs, statewide exams, capital projects, and the like. Schools are about people. First and foremost, education is a people business. From our littlest kindergartner to our very nervous middle schooler to our most thrilled graduate, our obligation is to make them the best people they can be. There was a time in the not so distant past when being a person at Sachem meant that a person felt that they were part of a huge extended family, the Sachem family. When I first came here in 1981, I thought it was quite a bold and almost ludicrous claim for the state's largest suburban school district to make such a boast. How could a district with 15,000 students, 2,000 staff members, and 80,000 households have the audacity to make such a claim? Within no time, in the 80s, I understood and was proud to say it and feel it. We never said the Sachem district. We always said the Sachem family. And no one laughed at us. Sadly, that golden age, as most of them do, slipped into decline until the point when no one dared to utter that phrase at all very recently. But now, board members, under your leadership, things are changing. When the opportunity to appoint the new superintendent suddenly presented itself last spring, everyone wondered where the board would look for the district's new leader. You showed us that you knew what was needed by finding a Sachem person, not an outsider, to take us forward. You proved that you understood that people need to feel important by choosing a person with compassion who actually believes the words, education is a people business. You demonstrated your confidence in our educational system when you chose one of our own to make it better. And finally, you confirmed what so many of us have known for so long by selecting a person universally respected for his integrity and dedication to the children of Sachem when you announced James J. Nolan as the next superintendent. On behalf of 1,500 teachers, teaching assistants, and teacher aides, we thank you and want you and Superintendent Nolan to know that our support will not waver, even in the most trying of times, and that we will work with you to bring back another golden age at Sachem, and dare I say it, bring back the Sachem family. Jimmy, we're with you. Have a great holiday.
Thank you. Is that it, Carol? That's it. Huh? Business items. Treasurer's report. Motion, please. Mr. LaCaruba, second. Mike Licata. Any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Personnel items. Consent agenda for personnel items E1A through E5A. Motion, please. Dave Egloff, second. Christine Lampitelli, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. All right, we already did one and two on the action items. We are up to action item number three. Appointment of Sachem High School North acting principal, Paul Manzo, and interim principal, Joseph, is it Budiman? Budiman. Motion, please. That was Mike Timo, second. Doug Duncan. Motion, any questions? All in favor? Aye. Opposed? Motion's carried. Is Paul here? I don't think he's here, huh? He was. Paul was here, but I guess he got tied up in that crowd. Well, okay, we have this one. We're up to mini contracts. Consent agenda, action items F4A through F4C. Motion, please. That was Jim LaCaruba, Mike Licata. Any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. That was 4C, correct? 4B, 4C. Okay, recommendation from Committee on Special Education. Motion, please. Mike Licata? Second. Rob Scavo, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Adoption of revised policy 4340. Motion, please. Mike Timo, second. Mike Licata, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Acceptance of policy 6690-E, audit committee charter. Motion, please. Mike Licata? Doug Duncan, any questions? Dave.
So, Bruce, how many people we have on the committee now? Did I read it right? It said something about having three members. Is that a minimum of three or three? A minimum. Okay.
Any other questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Acceptance of policy 6645, capital assets policy. Motion, please. Jim LaCaruba, Mike Licata, was it? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Appointment of deputy treasurer. Motion, please. That was Rob Scavo, Doug Duncan. Any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Approval of donation for Turnabelle Marcus, Hiawatha School. Motion, please. Sal Trippi, second. Mike Timo, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Anyone here from Hiawatha? No. Okay. Approval of donation. Who's this guy? Oh, Mr. Doug Duncan. A motion, please. That was Mike Timo, was it? And Rob Scavo. Any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Thank you, Mr. Duncan. You want to say anything? Yes, you could abstain. Okay, we have one abstention. Thank you again, Tom. Okay, donation Zimmerman Edelson. Motion, please. That was Jim LaCaruba, Sal Trippi. Seconded. Any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Approval of deduct charge order number one. Motion, please. Mike Licata, seconded by Rob Scavo. Any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Approval of increased fees for fiscal service first choice medical care. Motion, please. Mike Timo, secondly, Mike Licata. Any questions? Questions? Who's that? Go ahead. Jim?
Yeah. The increase in fees that they're requesting here tonight, does that bring them in line with the other physicians that we currently have on contract? So they were below. Now, did them bidding below put them ahead of anybody else when we awarded?
We don't bid for physician services. It's contract renewed annually.
Okay.
That was the same question. Okay. Any other questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. We're on 15. Approval of extracurricular clubs and activities. Motion, please. Sal Trippi, Christine Lepitelli. Any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Number 16, disciplinary suspension, non-instructional employee. Motion, please. Mike Licata, Sal Trippi. Any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Resignation of principal aide for 209-10 year. Motion, please. Mike Licata, Jim LaCaruba. Any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Appointment of principal aide for 209-10 school year. Motion, please. Rob Scavo, Mike Licata. Any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Approval of agreement between the Sachem Central School District and Sachem Support Staff Unit SSSU. Motion, please. Jim LaCaruba, that was Dave Eglow. Any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Ratification of Teacher Assistance Memorandum of Agreement. Motion, please. That was Rob Scavo, Dave Egloff. Any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Resolution to reappoint emergency conditional appointments. Motion, please. Rob Scavo, second. Mike Licata. Any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Okay, we have no discussion items tonight. We have damage and loss, child care, subcommittees, goals, No discussions. Before I forget, and I failed to do it outside, and I apologize, I thank Mr. Parry for getting us through opening of the school until the Mr. Nolan took over, but I also want to thank the cabinet. Mr. Singer, Mr. Cobb, Jill Cobb, Gail Grenzick. The cabinet was very important. These people had the history. They took us through, and I personally want to thank you on behalf of the board for the great job you did. Thank you. Okay. No more. No visitors? That's a good meeting. We're going to go home early tonight. Discussion. Any future agenda items? I knew he wouldn't get out. We'll start with you, Mr. Duncan.
I had asked a while ago about the, I believe it ASOP, the substitute teacher program that we're using, or the new service. Okay. Can we get a presentation on that in the near future, like one of the January meetings?
Okay, as soon as you're prepared, maybe get back to us when that could be ready. Okay? Okay, Doug. Sal?
Bruce, I know the audit committee was going to do a re-audit on the ECAF funds accounts. Has that been scheduled? If so, can we get an update on that?
We scheduled with Jeff. He's actually going to do it the first Friday in January. He's going to visit the two high schools.
Okay. Jim, did you have something? Nothing else? Okay. I'm sorry, Doug. Go ahead.
Clarify. Maybe it could be put in our board packet. I'm curious. We used to do it with tap operators. I'm curious what money we're saving or the different costs of the two, and some more background on the ASAP thing, just more information on it. Thank you.
Okay. And again, I failed to do this, and I missed it, and I'm sorry, but maybe it's with the amount of people here, Mr. Singer, you've got a lot of things in the paper about the cuts and everything else. Can you give a brief explanation of what's going on and where we stand as far as the money goes?
Right. Unfortunately, Newsday didn't accurately report our cut. Approximately $39,000 would it actually make Newsday. No. Our cut was more in line with $950,000, in line with all the other school districts. Okay. The state aid cut from Governor Patterson is 10% of our aid, which is due. There's no indication when we would get this money back, but due to prudent cash management, we actually envisioned this last year when we were building it. There's no need for us to borrow any funds. We have it in reserves to, hopefully we'll get it back before June 30th.
Okay. Okay, you have any questions on that? Okay, thank you, Mr. Singer, I appreciate that. So we're in good shape until the next cut comes. okay, well, I need a motion to go into exec. Doug, second. Dave, I go up. Okay, I want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holiday, and we'll see you at the beginning of the year. Our next board meeting is January 6th. On Wednesday. Okay, get home safe, everyone. Thank you. Thank you.